デバスデバヤン。ノムノバガバデバスデバヤン。Do I have a maybe Prangovinda? Could you chant the Sanskrit? Because I think that's a little too much for me. You chant the first one, 24, and then I'll do the translation. And then you chant 25, and we'll do word for word.
Maybe we can do word to word, so they can...
Okay.
Tatra,
tatra,
to that place.
Agata,
coming.
Coming.
Tumburu,
Tumburu,
the Gandharva named Tumburu.
The Gandharva named Tumburu.
Narada,
Narada,
Narada Muni.
Narada Muni.
Adaya,
Adaya,
and other demigods.
And other demigods.
Gandharva Vidyadhara Siddha Charana.
Gandharva Vidyadhara Siddha Charana.
The Gandharvas, Vidyadharas, Siddhas and Charanas. Jaguhu,
Jaguhu,
sang.
Sang.
Chasha, the glories.
The glories.
Loka,
Loka,
of the entire world.
Of the entire world.
Mala,
Mala,
the contamination.
The contamination.
Apaham,
Apaham,
which eradicate.
Which eradicate.
Hare,
Hare,
of Lord Hari.
Of Lord Hari.
Shura,
Shura,
of the demigods.
Of the demigods.
Anganaha,
Anganaha,
the wives.
The wives.
Sannanitu,
Sannanitu,
dance together.
Dance together.
Mudha Anvitaha,
Mudha Anvitaha,
filled with joy.
Filled with joy. And the verse? Translation? Oh no, the verse first. Yeah, it sounds good.
Tatragatastumburu naradadayo.
Tatragatastumburu naradadayo.
Gandharva Vidyadhara Siddha Charana.
Gandharva Vidyadhara Siddha Charana.
Jagur jasa loka malapam hare.
Jagur jasa loka malapam hare.
Surangana sanna nitu mudhanvitaha.
Surangana sanna nitu mudhanvitaha.
Tatragatastumburu naradadayo. Gandharva Vidyadhara Siddha Charana.
Gandharva Vidyadhara Siddha Charana.
Jagur jasa loka malapam hare. Surangana, Surangana sanna nitu mudhannitaha.
Surangana.
Tatragatastumburu narada adayo. Gandharva Vidyadhara Siddha Charana. Jagur jasa loka malapam hare. Surangana sanna nitu mudhannitaha.
Devotees chant.
Yeah.
Ladies?
Translation. Tumbulu, Narada and other Gandharvas, along with the Vidyadharas, Siddhas and Charanas, came there to sing the glories of Lord Hari, which purifies the entire world. And the wives of the demigods, filled with joy, danced together in the Lord's honor.
Thank you. Now, could you please sing another verse? Mm-hmm.
25.
The Sanskrit.
Tam tustubhu deva nikaya ketava hi ava kiram chadhuta puspa vrishti vihi loka param nibritim apnu vamstrayo Gavastadagam annayan payodrutam.
And the word for word?
Tam him tustubhu, praised, deva nikaya of all the demigods, ketavaha, the most eminent, he indeed, abakiran, they covered him, cha, and adbhuta, amazing, Puspa of flower, Bristivihi with showers, Lokaha the worlds, Param supreme, Nibritim satisfaction, Apnuvan experienced, Trayaha three, Gavaha the cows, Tada then, Gam the earth, Anayan brought, Payaha with their milk, drutam to saturation.
Let me read the translation so I start getting my voice ready. The most eminent demigods chanted the praises of the Lord and scattered wonderful showers of flowers all around him. All three worlds felt supreme satisfaction, and the cows drenched the surface of the earth with their milk. Poor part. The word Ketavaha means literally banners. The leading demigods are the emblems or banners of the demigod race, and they took the lead in glorifying the Lord and covering him with an amazing shower of multicolored, fragrant flowers. Chakshurumritam jena chasmai shri gurave namaha. Okay. So this is, we are now at the end of the conclusion of this pastime of Lord Indra offering prayers to Lord Krishna. And so the demigods all assembled together to glorify and worship Lord Govinda, the protector of the cows and the master of the demigods. In the Bhagavatam, this part here is very shrinked. And but Jiva Goswami and Gopala Champu, he expands this pastime. Also, Kavi Karnapur expands this pastime in his book. So I thought of, you know, borrowing their words to, you know, glorify the Lord in this pastime. It was a beautiful description of the Abhishek and the different personalities that were there. So I want to highlight, you know, all the demigods expressing their love and appreciation in a personal form. That's how it's described by those two devotees in our parampara. And also the quality of the items that were offered to the Lord at this time. And then, you know, the special position of Surabhi and Lord Indra. So this is how I would like to speak to you today. Ah, thank you for being here and listening. So each demigod, Lord Indra. Lord Indra, in the verses before, he was eloquently making eloquent prayers to the Lord. He was highlighting how the Lord is beyond the three modes of material nature. And also he emphasized the original position of Krishna as the guru of all and the master of all three worlds. And also the absolute nature of his actions, that whatever Krishna does is for the benefit for the benefit of the people. And so his actions are absolute. It's always benefiting. Even when he's chastising, he's purifying the heart of the individual soul. And so the prayers, when Indra prayed, he prayed with a repentant heart. And that was, you know, his luck, that he could, you know, really bring out, you know, love and devotion in his heart and feel the purification. There's a beautiful part highlighting Indra. This is Jiva Goswami and Gopala Champu. It says that acting like the moon on others, Krishna acted like the sun on Indra. And Indra acted like the sun on others, but acted like a firefly in front of Krishna. But that's Indra's position here. He got really humbled by the Lord. And so the demigods, the various demigods that came to see the Lord at this occasion. I have these things here. So the various demigods, Tumburu is a Gandharva that sings, has a beautiful voice. So he brought his voice as an offering. And Narada Muni was there, the Bhakti Yogi extraordinaire. And you know, there's a passage here that says who was there. Let me tell you, this is also from Jiva Goswami. When Krishna, with a modest expression in his eyes, gave permission, Surabhi, along with Narada, Aditi, Indra, Varuna, and the Gandharvas, quickly prepared to worship him by bathing him in order to get his mercy. Can you hear me okay when I whisper? Okay. All right. And so, so not only the demigods, you know, the mothers of the demigods also came. And also many girls, the girls, the chaste, that he described as the chaste girls from the heavenly planets, they came and they helped in the Abhishek. And Srila Manipur has an incredible description of the demigods that were here. So I'm going to read it to you. So Govardhan, with the limbs of his own body, provided an elegant throne made of smooth stones and jewels. The demigod Varuna personally held a fine white umbrella over Krishna's head, which had a fringe of hanging pearls that appeared like falling raindrops. Vayu, his arm trembling in ecstatic devotion, stood beside the Lord, filling him with a chamar whisk, and the full moon assumed the form of a mirror made of jewels. Panchajanya, the Lord's conch shell, sanctified the atmosphere with loud sounds. The effulgent Sudarshana chakra expanded as many lamps to illuminate all directions. Krishna's white lotus flower expanded into many white umbrellas to shield the Lord. Komudik, the Lord's club, who is honored for his strength, stood like a jeweled pillar for the bathing ceremony. The personified forms of the sacred oceans, rivers, ponds, and lakes came with pots of water to bathe Krishna. Mother Bhumi collected the finest quality earth in a box covered with seven jewels. Placing the box on a jewel plate, she slowly approached Lord Krishna and offered it to him. Before I get to this, I'll continue in a minute. So after becoming purified by his false pride, by glorifying Krishna, Indra commenced the auspicious bathing ceremony, and Brahma the four Kumaras, there's more demigods here, Brahma the four Kumaras, Uma, Mahadev, so Lord Shiva was there, Tumburu, Kartikeya, Lord Shiva's son, Narada and Savita attended Krishna Abhishek. Many exalted rishis and sages beautified the assembly. The effulgent wives of the demigods, such as Arundhati, also visited. The celestial apsaras, like Urvashi, watching from the sky, enhanced the festival with their splendid forms and qualities. So this is a description there. And from Srila Jiva Goswami here, there's more. This is so full of beauty, the words from these gurus, that, you know, it's good to announce them in the temple in front of Srila Prabhupada. With the movement of Indra's brow, Airavata carefully raised his trunk upward and quickly brought a jeweled pot full of water from Ganga in the heavens. Surabhi filled up Indra Sarovara near the mountain with milk. Indra, with strong bhakti in his heart, along with his relatives and the protectors of the directions, bathed Krishna while the Gandharvas danced and sang. The sages uttered mantras, and Brahma and Shiva shouted victory in bliss. By this, they all bathed in the nectar of happiness. So this now is the description of how the different demigods came personally. They personally worshiped the Lord in their own way, like the mothers, like mothers. So you're going to see it here. Aditi performed a mother's duties. Parvati performed a sister's duties. Garuda performed a servant's duties, and they all attained bliss. When the devatas bathed him, Krishna's beauty spread in all directions. The fragrance of his limbs, in contact with the perfumed substances, traveled throughout the universe. waves of auspicious sounds enter the ears of the elephants of the directions. Though all living entities became happy because of the spread of bliss, Kamsa was surrounded by lizard-like leaders shaking their heads. So this is a little depth. You can hear me? Kamsa was surrounded by lizard-like leaders shaking their heads like reptiles. And so this, description of the demigods, it's excellent there. And there's also for this Abhishek, I wanted to show also that to highlight the quality of the items. So I was reading before in the wrong place, but I'm going to read to you from the Gopala Chandra. Continue where I was. That Bhumi, Mother Bhumi, collected the finest quality earth in a box covered with 7 jewels. So placing the box on the jeweled plate, she slowly approached Krishna and offered it to him. The best herbs and medicinal plants personified presented themselves for Krishna's service. Great sacred trees such as the banyan that the people manifested in person to give Krishna leaves containing the 5 types of tastes in golden pots studded with gems of lapis lazuli. The forest gods from the 10 directions brought water pots covered with coconuts and various delicious fruits. The lord of the mountains brought exotic gems and jewels. The 9 jewels, the 8 yogic cities, the best jewels like Chintamani, Kamadeno, and desire trees all assumed charming forms to worship the Lord. Standing at a distance, they faced Krishna with folded hands. That shows how all these items are transcendental. You know, they have their function in Krishna's pastimes, like the Chintamani and the when in Dwarka they were worshiping the Chintamani gem. But here they came and they assumed personal forms to worship the Lord. So standing at a distance, they faced Krishna with folded hands. The goddess of Mount Sumeru offered a golden cloth, and the goddess of the Himalayas presented splendid necklaces. The goddess of Gandhamadana Mountain brought golden lotuses from Mana Sarovara Lake and personally strung a garland for Krishna. The goddess of the Malaya Mountains delivered the best quality sandalwood. Grinding it on a stone from Govardhan, she made a smooth, fragrant paste for Krishna. Without the knowledge of her husband, Parvati handed Krishna a gorgeous jeweled necklace. With their own hands, the Saptarishis plucked fresh lotus buds from the Mandakini River to offer the Lord. When needed for service, the sun god made the lotus flowers blossom for the Lord, because the sunlight and heat makes the flowers bloom. So on cue, the sun god did this. Everybody is worshiping the Lord with so much care and attention. And the shining of the moon appeared as a mirror. There was also in the other guru. So Agni, and I wanted to notice also Parvati, she handed without the knowledge of her husband. So it was a spontaneous offering from herself. And that's also noted. possible. Agni offered an artistically designed golden incense pot with a hanging fringe made of coral. The best quality aguru scent burnt in the pot and rose in the sky through its thousands of holes. Garuda expanded his effulgent golden wings to form a protective canopy over the Lord. All the kings of the snakes fanned their hoods to serve as jeweled flags to surround the bathing platform. The various mantras and prayers used for Abhishek, like Purusha Sukta and Sri Sukta, took personal forms to chant in alternating low and high tones. The Surabhi cow contributed the Panchagavya, and Lord Brahma provided the Pancha Amrita. Airavata, Indra's elephant carrier, filled the gem-studded bathing pots with water from the Akash Ganga, which he carried in his trunk. The demigods in the sky vibrated instrumental music. The celestial ladies showered flowers from Nanda Kanana, while intoxicated Gandharvas, Charanas, Kimpurushas, Siddhas, Sadhyas, and Vidyadharas joyfully danced in the sky. All the Apsaras appeared to please Krishna with a special drama. They convey the meaning of the play with various dance steps and facial expressions. Upon beholding the elegant form of Shyamasundar, the famous Apsara Urvashi felt enchanted and devoted herself to the Lord. So this is how expanded this pastime is by these Kavi Karnapur. And also from Gopala Champu in it talks about Krishna and the Lakshmi. So as Krishna protects all the people everywhere, his abode Goloka, the shelter of hundreds and of trillions of Lakshmis, is most worthy of praise among all planets in the spiritual world. As you reside there with the name Govinda, you should protect this world using that name. At that moment, a voice in the sky said, "Govinda," and flowers fell. What can be as astonishing as this? So this is the description of the moment, what was happening at that moment of Lord Indra, so repentant, and bringing Surabhi in, and then all the demigods appeared after Krishna, you know, talk. Krishna, Surabhi asked permission of Krishna for Indra to bathe. She came on behalf of Indra and asked Indra, asked Lord Krishna, saying, "Oh, there's a beautiful say by Surabhi. Let me read you this." Saying that Surabhi came in mood. She mooed to Krishna. And then she came and talked to him. But she approached him mooing. And then Krishna said, "Oh, mother, you can't come." And then she spoke on behalf of Indra and asking, you know, Krishna to please allow Indra to offer him. That Indra was, you know, all his thousands eyes were covered in tears, and how, you know, he was so repentant. So she asked, you know, Krishna to accept his offerings. And then since Krishna, Indra is the king of heaven, all the demigods came along to, you know, support, I guess, you know, support their king. So Sarabi has this, you know, awesome position. But now, I already did that, okay. So now I'm going to talk about Sarabi and Lord Indra giving some references from Bhagavad Gita. Oh, time is going fast. Okay, hang on. So in Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada quotes in a 10.8, he quotes a verse from the Atharva Veda that says, Narayanat Brahmajayate, Narayanat Prajapati Prajayate, Narayanat Indro Jayate, Narayanat Ashtuva Savo Jayate, Narayanat Ekadasha Rudra Jayate, Narayanat Vadasi Ditya. So here he's saying that that the translation, it says like this: from Narayan, Brahma is born, and from Narayan, the patriarchs are also born. From Narayana, Indra is born. So this is the, you know, the point here, that Indra was born from Narayan. So how special is Lord Indra, and how, you know, exalted is the personality. Prabhupada talks about in the Bhagavad Gita, what is that, 10.8, 10.22, that he says that among the demigods is Indra. So that's how, you know, exalted Lord Indra is. And Sarabi, she's also mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. And Krishna says that among the cows, I am Sarabi. And Prabhupada, in the poor part, he says, in Krishna Loka, in the spiritual sky, there are cows which can be milked at any time, and they give as much milk as one likes. And that shows that, you know, how Sarabi filled the lake Sarovar that we read before, and she soaked the ground with milk, with her milk. Of course, such cows do not exist in the material world, but there is a mention of them in Krishna Loka. The Lord keeps many such cows, which are called Sarabi. It is stated that the Lord is engaged in herding the Sarabi cows. So that's how important these two personalities are, and they all came to glorify Krishna along with all the demigods. And just like yesterday, we gathered here and we glorified Srila Prabhupada together, and all the different personal expression of the devotees is so touching. It brings everybody to a very heightened state of ecstatic emotions. The same way, that's how, you know, this gathering that happened in this part of the Bhagavatam was, you know, Lord Krishna was being worshipped by all the demigods, and they all enthused each other by seeing, you know, all the devotion, just the same way that we did. With Srila Prabhupada, it's this blissful satisfaction that we feel when we glorify the Lord, because these activities, it purifies the heart. So Lord Krishna, I wanted to mention that Lord Shiva, he even he took a shower, he bathed and washed the ashes from his body, and then he removed the snake, and he removed the necklace of skulls to come to the Abhishek. And he personally made a flute for Krishna. That was his gift. That's in these books. So the mode of goodness prevail in the heavens. And so in beauty and pleasing sounds and mantras and beautiful items and cloths and they shine like the moon, and the scents of the colorful flowers, they were so fragrant that those heavenly ladies, they showered on Krishna, that it is beyond our wildest imagination how scented, how fragrant they were. And so all the senses are being stimulated and terrified at the same time. So because of being engaged in the service and the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. So I'll end it here. Thank you for listening. Any comments and questions? Yes, Prabhu, please take the microphone.
What were the inhabitants of Vrindavan, Krishna's family and friends, doing during all of this?
What were the inhabitants of Vrindavan doing? Oh, Krishna. Krishna has mystically, even the cowherd boys. The cowherd boys were not there. And even when the cowherd boys approached, Krishna exert his mystical potency. And so the cowherd boys wouldn't see, you know, certain things. So they only saw, you know, the things that were left, you know, the items left. And so Krishna covered that. This is from these gurus. That's how they expressed that. But there was one part that I was reading in a Kavi Karnapur, and he was saying that Krishna Prabhupada in the Krishna book, that the inhabitants of Vrindavan, the ladies, the gopis, the elderly gopis, the mothers, they came and they helped with the changing Krishna's clothes and help with some of the technicality of the bathing. Yeah. Okay. Mother Swamiji.
Since we were speaking about the Abhishek of Lord of Krishna given by Lord Indra and Sarabha, I'm asking to the devotees to give their mercy an Abhishek. There's one devotee I was informed, Krishna Kumar, who's a very dedicated servitor of Srila Prabhupada. She's going through some difficulty, so I'm asking the devotees to please put in prayers.
It's a lady called Krishna Kumar?
Yeah, Krishna Kumari.
Krishna Kumari.
Yeah, so if the devotees...
It's in need of some prayers.
Yeah. The devotees could put
please
prayers.
Elevate your mind and ask Krishna to please help her go through these difficult times. Thank you. Any more comments or questions?
I thought the point that mentions about Parvati, that how she offered these jewels without the knowledge of Lord Shiva. And I guess my mind was going, you mentioned that it was a spontaneous thing, so I was thinking, it's a spontaneous, does that mean like she was wearing one and then she took it out and gave it to him? It was not, it was not prepared, or was
planned.
It?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I was thinking more about what exactly happened and why.
Well, they all brought gifts, but without asking her husband for permission, she went and gave one of the gifts that she brought to Lord Krishna. That's how I see it.
I remember one time I'm reading that how Lord Shiva, Prabhupada says that Lord Shiva didn't, because he was not into these all these ornaments and all that, so apparently he didn't give anything to Mother Parvati. Mm-hmm. And so I'm assuming the jewels that she had, and I think Prabhupada says that it was she got that from her parents' house, all the jewels, ornaments she had. So I'm assuming maybe this was from the ones that
I don't know if in this in this situation, and maybe I'm speculating, you can be the judge of that. Like, they were in Vrindavan with Lord Krishna. And, you know, the Kamadhenus, all those are wish-fulfilling personalities. So if you want to offer something to Krishna, it just appears in your hand, kind of thing. So that could be too.
You can also think that some of the same brothers
Hang on, Prabhu, let me get the... Hang on. Because when we are listening online, at home, it's frustrating when somebody starts talking without the microphone because we missed the point.
Sanatana Goswami Pad writes that a lot of jewels, that all these jewels, all these gifts actually belongs to Krishna. But mysteriously, when Krishna appears as a little boy, he's not born with a Kostubha jewel, flute, all these things. So Krishna goes to Kaliya's place, and Kaliya's wife offered the Kostubha jewels. Wait a minute. How the Kaliya got Kostubha jewel, eternal associate of Krishna? So Lila Shakti create this atmosphere so that everybody feels their affection is fulfilled offering to Krishna with something. That those jewels actually carries their affection and offer it to Krishna. So then Krishna relates. Like when Krishna put on garland, the person who planted, person who made the garland, all their affection for him, Krishna immediately received and reciprocates and they feel complete satisfaction. Similarly, all these jewels, mm-hmm. Kostubha jewels, flute, Krishna is not born with it. But this is his eternal part of him, mm-hmm. the flutes and the Kostubha jewels, but they manifest from different devotees.
Mm-hmm.
Also in this, Sanatana Goswami Pad writes, I think Govardhan Lila Jugal, gave a class, he was reading Lila Ananda Prabhu, that Lila Shakti created a secluded place for this, so the Brajavasi actually they do not know.
Right.
The reason is Krishna did not want to humiliate him in front of everyone.
Right. Yeah, also Krishna was by himself when Indra and Surabhi approached. Yes. And all that happened in the groves of Vrindavan. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to the Bhagavatam.